he was told it. You shall, be standing in Gallup for the coming generation. You shall show your people that you was the one that made the treaty among the Navajo people. You shall tell the, you shall remind the people that once you was the first man to make the treaty between the government and the Indians. This is what he was been told. And he said that it's all right for his statue to be set up. Time went on and on. Finally, I grew up to my age of 12 years of age. Here, I started to know that, find out that my father was one of the greatest Navajo leader in early days. This is the way I took up life myself, that I don't want to disturb anything what my father is. He's got his statue in Gallup, and he's got his name in Washington, D.C. He is well known. I'm not going to destroy it. I'll keep it the way my father has made it. When I was about the age of a little past 40, my father had died. And that was the end of his life. The time when he came back from Fort Summers, there is another little story about him. During the time of his move back from Fort Summers, he liked it, the white people. He liked it the way that they discuss things. So he liked to be close around the blue and the red coats as a soldier. So he went down the line and lived it about 20 miles down the track towards Lupton, where they now call Manlito. He used to live by the railroad there. And the place was named to him, Manlito. There's a little section station there. Used to be, but not now. He stayed there for numbers of years. And that is why they called the little place Manlito. The first time It was called An Ugly House. Today is a good house. During the time of Manuelito's time, that little place used to call Ugly House, but they named it to his name, Manuelito. Today the place is called Manuelito, New Mexico. Here, quite a few of the Navajo used to gather up during the time of his meeting call. He used to call off meeting about twice a month. Meeting and powwow, like the way they done in Fort Summers. This is the way thing went on with Manuelito. He has all kinds of stories in his time, but I'll be still telling you what he told me in my earliest days. And then finally, he decided to move back up to Coyote Canyon. There's another place that is named by him, to his name. So, he was getting older. He was getting older then. And I was getting stout. During my time, my father had taught me a lot of things to do in the way of good living. He talked at me in the right way, like he talked it to his people. He wanted me to be strong and tough, like he was in his young days. During the morning time, summer or winter, he wants me to exercise early in the morning. And that's what I do. He wanted me to have good health. So he says, run early in the morning. Breathe good fresh air and run as long as you want to. This will give you good life. That was what I was doing. I was so healthy that I like to do something to work. Time came on. From years after years, I wanted to be a leader myself, but I didn't make it. I was not a leader like my father, but I learned how to be a farmer and a stockman. That was what my trade was. So I stick to my livestock mostly. Early days, my father used to say that sheep didn't have no market until 15 years later, there was a market came out by the Keller Company, which is now still in Gallup, New Mexico. He came out as a trader. Flowers, flower goods, canned goods of all kinds, blankets, anything that we wish for today, it came in Gallup. From here on, help was needed. So we had to save all the pelts that we can. Our stock that was given to us started to increase every year. Finally, the Navajo people has grown into a better way of living by explaining things to each other by their leader, and some other new ones came in. Things were picking up here and there. People had grown into a better livestock. Good horses. Some cattle came in. Cattle was not so high then. The highest cattle that we bought was about $25, up to $20. This is the way it started out. Little calf were about 2.5. Money was so valuable in these days. If you have a dollar, you buy a whole lot of things. Sugar were 10 cents a pound. Coffee was the same way. 25 pound flour was 25 cents. There were 5 cents a yard of goods, dry goods, the time I remember how it took place. A lot of things of all kinds has been brought up. They were so cheap that if you have a dollar, it will pretty near buy the whole store. But job was so cheap then. Man started with 50 cents a day, a dollar a day. The very good job was $1.50 a day. So that mean money to us. Some of you younger generation, if I tell you something like this, you will never believe it. You will think that I'm just a lying old Indian, but I'm not. And I sure do know quite a bit of life of my own. I will tell you that later. But this is the story of my father, how he came about. During the time of his old age, when he was about 80 years of age, he used to still ride a horse around. He used to still talk as a leader, but he is still a leader when he was 80 years of age. He still talked to his people in a kind way, in a good living way too. Quite a number of Navajo people have learned it his life. Quite a number of Navajo people had followed his word. Quite a number of Navajo people that he worked with had done good for their people. He was one of our greatest leaders of old days. That is why they put up his statue in Gallup. Today, he is still known as Manalito, the great leader. Not too long ago, I was around a meeting over in Fort Defiance at Window Rock. I think it was about around 10 or 12 years ago. I used to hear what the people says about him, that Window Rock area was going to be named to his name in the first place, but they thought it would not be better because there were a lot of things that are called Manalito, the little place that on side of the railroad, that's his name. And the place down around Coyote Canyon, the place is named to his name. So they thought that it would be best to call it a different way. This is what I know about my father. In his earliest days, during the time of the surrendering of the Apache people, the great Cochise, the great Geronimo, was ruling the Apache country. The United States Army wanted to capture him. Some way. But the old great Cochise had too many friends among the Navajo people. He don't want to fight the Navajo because the Navajo is the same relation to him. They talk as brother to brother. And they claimed that they used to be once a Navajo people. So that's why.